Dan Orlovsky, I want to close and just ask you this one question. You're a student of the game. Who's the play caller in the NFL right now, or play callers who you really admire, who you think can make chicken salad out of chicken feathers during the course of a football game?
Yeah, you know, I've kind of started to use this term on Twitter that not all coaches are created equal. You can tell guys who understand football, understand offensive football. You know, Kyle Shanahan is a guy that comes to mind because of the stuff he's doing with gathering information before the snap and getting his quarterback. We always use the term positions to be successful. Well, what does that even mean? You know, Andy Reid's great. Josh McDaniels is fantastic. Sean McVay, what these guys are doing is 10, 15, 20 years ago, the quarterback had to figure stuff out kind of pre and post snap. You know, you'd have an idea pre-snap because of your film study and some tells, and then the post snap, you kind of had to confirm stuff. And so as a play caller, you'd kind of be, you know, playing the feel and crossing your fingers. Did I get this right? Is my quarterback really good? Okay, let's, and then your plays had to have multiple built-in answers, because if you guessed wrong, you wanted to have an answer. Well, nowadays, these coordinators that are really good, well, at least they're really good at game plan and design, are giving their quarterbacks information before the snap. They're taking guys like Gronkowski and Ertz, Kelce, and they're putting them at different positions, so the defense then has to declare what they're doing. They have to tell the quarterback before the snap what they're doing. And then they're taking, if you cut the field in half, and you say, hey, if they're in man-to-man, what you're going to get now before the snap, you work this side. And then if they're a zone, you work that side. And that expedites your process by the seconds. It really does at the quarterback position. So I think those guys, you know, McVay and Josh McDaniels and Andy Reid still up there. And I think Nagy's going to be really good in Chicago. I think those are those guys that it's not necessarily the play calling that is so impressive right now. It's the play design.